Seems like the BBC World Service has gone silent on the shortwave. You know, it's gotten bad when the BBC isn't even broadcasting anymore. The VOA is still on, but the signal is pretty bad. Sounds like Africa, South America, and most of Australia have been spared the bombing, but the fallout is coming down everywhere, and will be for weeks. I was hoping this would all blow over, but the bombing is still happening to some of the smaller cities. Fucking idiots. We're probably going to end up dying in here. You really are something, you know that? I drag your ass in here as the bomb goes off to save your fucking life, and all you can do is bitch at me? You think this is easy for me? Everyone I love is outside, probably dying of the fallout, and all you can do is sit there and bitch about how I saved you? You think you're the only one with survivor's guilt? You think you're the only one in mourning? Bastard. You're not looking very good. For the last time, you need to let me take a look at that gunshot wound. I'm guessing it's infected. We need to clean it out. No, I will not fuck off. That wound is infected. If we don't deal with it now, I'll end up using even more of our limited supplies trying to help you later. Besides, if you die in here, I have no way of getting rid of your body. Do you know how disgusting it would be to be locked in a 6-room bunker with a decomposing corpse? The decomposing corpse of my brother's idiotic best friend? Yeah? Well, fuck you too. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm going to help you. Stop. God damn it. Stop. Lay the fuck down. Ow! You are an idiot. Stop. Just stop. I'm going to treat that wound, and you can just feel sorry for yourself later. Look, whether you like it or not, we're in this together. I'm not going to let you die. So stop fighting me and let me help you. Fine, be that way. Make me go nuclear. Oh god, I am never using that phrase again. But I'm not taking no for an answer. Yeah, keep saying fuck you as you get gangrene. Great idea. I told you I wasn't taking no for an answer. If I have to fucking tie you to the bed, I'll do it. Come here. You are a fucking idiot. I shouldn't have had to tie you down. Shut the fuck up or I'll put it over your mouth too. I'm gonna deal with that wound in your leg. It was brave of you to try and save that girl from being raped. Disasters turn people into animals for some reason. If I'd had a gun, I'd have shot them all. You did pretty good with that baseball bat, though. Not that it matters. She's probably dead. They did it, or the radioactive rain did. I don't want to think about it either. All right. Oh, God. That's infected, all right. I'm going to have to clean it up, and it's going to hurt like a bitch. Smells bad. I sure as fuck hope it's not gangrenous. I'm not sure I'm up for amputations. Okay, here we go. Hold still. Hold still, alright? Ah, oh, man, that's a mess. You're lucky it didn't hit an artery or something. But you're a fucking idiot for not letting me help you with this sooner. You're not doing anyone any favors if you die in here. After the fallout drops, people will try to deal with the disaster and we'll need people with old-fashioned skills. Hey. Hey there. Wake up. There we go. Hi. You've been sleeping for around 40 hours. Fever finally broke about 12 hours ago. Wound looks better now. The bullet passed right through your calf. It should heal nicely. I gave you some antibiotics. Good thing I have a good supply for now. Well, the BBC is back on the air. They moved to a secure location. The bombing has stopped. I guess there was a ceasefire. The damage wasn't as bad as everyone was afraid it was going to be, but a lot of the big cities are... Anyway, never mind that. How do you feel? Always the bastard. I have some food here for you. Canned soup. You need to eat. Finally deciding not to be stubborn, huh? Thank God. No, I am not undying you. You were thrashing around something fierce last night, and frankly, I don't trust you right now. So, let me feed you, and then I can fill you in on what's been happening while you were out. They declared peace, for all it matters. Too little, too late, right? Anyway, they've started playing music again, supposed to help keep our spirits up or some shit. Honestly, the whole world has gone nuts, and they think a little music will help? Maybe it will, but I'm still pissed as all hell. Hey, you're awake. How do you feel? Good. You slept for a half day. Your wound is looking a lot better. No pus and it seems to be healing. You're thanking me? Oh my God. After all the bullshit you put me through. Well, you're welcome. You know, when you're not being a complete idiot, you're not a bad guy. But actually, I think it's time you pay me back. Money? And here I thought your fever had broken. Not money, you idiot. I have something else in mind. With all the sitting around, I've sort of gotten a little horny. I know. It's insane, right? Bombs falling everywhere, and here I am, thinking about a fuck. Like you have anything better to do right now. Like you could stop me anyway. You're still tied up. Really? You don't find me attractive at all? I happen to know you told my brother otherwise. Well, you know he was stationed on a sub, so who knows? I don't want to think about it, and you're trying to change the subject. You do find me attractive. Admit it. Oh, God. You're an asshole. Be that way. I'm still going to fuck you. Oh, really? Well, I already have your pants off, and I've seen you naked before, so... You went skinny dipping in the quarry off Route 8 three summers ago? That's where. And 2 days ago when I cut off your pants. Hey, it's not my fault. I was hiking that day. You don't mind if I touch you, do you? Like it matters. There we go. Yeah? Then why are you getting hard? Well, fuck you too. Which is what I plan to do, right? Let me get my pants off. You like my ass? Well, look all you like. It's the only one you'll get to see till we get out of here. Now, I'll be careful of your leg. Shut up. I don't want to think about outside. All I want to think about is you and me and a bit of pleasure. So get in the game, you idiot. Oh, you do? See, if I hadn't had to tie you down because you were acting so crazy, maybe I'd let you touch me. You'll just have to put up with me doing all the work. It's not like it's not what I've been doing for the past 3 days anyway. It does feel wrong, but who cares? I want to feel you inside me. Fuck. I'm so fucking turned on right now. I'm going to fuck you, sweetheart. Are you ready? Oh, God. That feels amazing. Yeah, baby. God, you feel so good inside me. God, yeah. It's the end of the world, and here we are fucking. You really are an asshole. Good thing, fuck, that I was locked in with someone with a sense of humor. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, does it feel good? It sure does to me. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Come on. I want you to come, baby. Come on, you fucking asshole. Come inside me. Oh, I... No. I'm okay. I know this is going to sound stupid, but if I undo your hands, can you just hold me, please? No, I'm not okay. All this nuclear war bullshit is finally hitting me. I'm a pretty hard person, but thank you. I just I know. I'll be okay. It's good you're here, and I'm glad it worked out this way, too.